is Rosa Butler of Shalman, Georgia.
Testing. Mrs. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Good. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
I call it sunup.
Good. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
I call it night.
Okay. Do you ever call it anything else?
No, sure have.
What about sundown? Or?
Well, I have said sundown.
Okay. When the big hand... Well, I'll give... I know you know how to tell time, but I'm just anxious to hear you tell me what time that says.
Can you see well?
See, that's the hour hand on the four, mm-hmm. And this is right here. What time would it be?
You want to turn the light on?
It's a one. It's a one. 12.
Can you see any better?
I see it, but I don't know.
Well, if the big hand was over here on 15 and this little hand is pointing toward 4, it would be what? Say it again now.
Quarter to four.
All right. I wanted to find out how you said it. Some people say 15 to, some people quarter to.
That's right.
All right. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds disappear, and the sun comes out, we say that the weather is...
Clearing up.
Good.
Yeah.
You just rear back there now. I want to be sure you get this. I think that'll get it. Okay. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last very long, but when it comes, it really rains?
I call it just a big rain.
All right. You ever hear it called a cloudburst or a downpour or anything like that around here? Or a squall or anything? Never have heard that?
No.
All right. What do you call that shelf over a mantle? Over
the mantelpiece.
All right. I'm sorry, I said that. What do you call those things that hold the logs in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
All right. Did you ever hear it called anything else besides kindling?
Really?
That's how it has my old name sometimes.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
I call them fire splinters.
Okay. Do you ever hear them called lightered or fat wood or fat pine or anything like that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Closet.
Okay. What do you call those overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know, one laps over another one, so forth on down.
Weather boat.
Good. Yeah. Say it again.
Yeah.
Weather boat.
See, I have to ask you sometimes to speak out because I have to get it on tape.
That's right.
What do you call the covered area, such as right out there at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed?
The porch.
Good. What do you call a small porch, except that sometimes it has no roof, sometimes it's just a little thing?
I call them a stoop.
Good. What do you call a small place outside the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
I call